Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is Jason Puma. Jason, it looks like a lot of storylines for the weather to break down this week. Let's first begin with the heat starting today.
Yes, there's a heat advisory in effect today for all of central Indiana. We're going to see heat indices this afternoon rise up above 100 degrees, probably around 100, say, in the northeast parts of our forecast area, places like Muncie and Anderson, all the way up to, like, possibly around 110 in our far southwest areas, places like Sullivan, Vincennes, and Bedford. Right in the Indianapolis area, we'll probably be right around in the mid-100s for our heat indices today. And that's because we're going to expect a high in the low to mid-90s, and the dew points are even higher than they were yesterday. The current dew point this morning is 71, and we'll see dew points in the 70s, and that's a mix for some hot and humid conditions, and that's why we're going to have the heat advisory today.
And this is really going to be sticking around throughout the rest of the week. I know it doesn't seem like it's going to be as hot as today, but you know, still going to be pretty hot as we go throughout the week, right?
You are right. There is a frontal boundary that's going to kind of remain north of us across northern Indiana the next several days. And this is going to allow a continued flow of warm and humid air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico and keep this very warm and humid air mass in place on Wednesday, Thursday. And by Friday, we'll see a little bit of relief as that cold front sags down southward across Indiana.
So also, too, severe weather possibilities. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, so the next several, today and tomorrow, we are have a slight risk for severe thunderstorms. We have all the ingredients in play. We have some upper-level weather disturbances passing across the area. We have the frontal boundary, and we have hot and humid conditions. So those are all the ingredients for severe storms, and we could see some of those this afternoon into the evening hours and again overnight, and the same thing again on Wednesday during the afternoon, evening, and through the overnight period. The main threats from these storms, probably damaging winds, very heavy rain, large hail, and of course lightning with any storm this time of year is a threat as well.
What about the possibilities of tornadoes?
We can't rule them out at this point. There could be isolated tornadoes, but we don't think that's going to be the main weather feature that we're going to be looking for with this set of storms. I won't say that there won't be a tornado, but it's not the main thing that we're looking for. Things just aren't quite perfect enough for tornadoes, but doesn't mean it can't happen.
When you look at also just how much wind gusts are we looking at here? I know at times we've had wind gusts around 60 miles an hour at times. It's been pretty windy this whole entire spring and summer.
Yeah, when we get a severe storm, we expect wind gusts of around 58 miles an hour or greater. So when the Weather Service is issuing those severe thunderstorm warnings, we're expecting wind gusts, you know, right around 60 miles an hour or 60 to 70 miles an hour or so. And when you get those sort of wind gusts, that's when we start seeing damage. Trees come down, power lines come down, all sorts of things like that that results in possible hazards, damage to outbuildings, damages to homes, as roofs and cars and stuff like that as well. So when we issue those warnings, that's the time you need to take action, get yourself indoors, and stay safe from the storms.
When you say slight risk for severe weather with your guys' system ranking that you have, explain to people what all goes into a slight risk.
Well, we have essentially a five-tiered system, so we have what's called no risk, so we wouldn't mention that. Then we have a marginal risk is like step one. Slight risk is step two. And then we have a enhanced risk that's step three. And a, I got to remember them all. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Moderate, is that next?
Yes. Moderate is step four and high is step five. We don't really get to the moderate and high too often. More commonly, we'll start around with a slight risk. And when we have slight risk of storms, generally speaking, we can expect a thunderstorm watch to be issued sometime later that day. It's more often than not, we'll get a thunderstorm watch issued. And shortly after that watch is issued, we'll start issuing the warnings as they start impacting our areas. So slight risk means, I think, means that we're generally going to expect some isolated severe weather across various portions, and probably most areas will receive some kind of thunderstorm.
What do you think will happen after Wednesday?
On Thursday, again, we're still going to be under the influence of this warm and humid air mass. Thursday looks like a repeat of Wednesday with warm, humid air, and another round of showers and storms in the area. Timing of this stuff as we get further out, each storm, as each wave as it goes through, it kind of resets the atmosphere a little bit per se. So trying to time things for Thursday when we have several systems yet to come through, it's a little bit fuzzy, so per se, but nonetheless, we are expecting something to go through, and those all those ingredients that I mentioned, they're still going to be in place on Thursday. So we'll kind of go with a persistence type forecast that, hey, you know, everything's still in place. We still should have more showers and storms. It's not really until Friday when that frontal boundary sags southward, and we'll have high pressure over the Great Lakes kind of building in across central Indiana. And that's going to change our flow from the south, which we're going to have the next several days, to the east and northeast. So if we're getting air from the east and northeast, usually it's cooler, drier, and not as humid. But until Friday night into Saturday, we're going to have to wait for that cooler, drier air to get in. We're going to be under that influence of this warm southerly flow coming up from the Gulf until Friday at least.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to add that, you know, the next several days, if people are outdoors, pay a little more attention to the weather. Keep an eye on your weather app if where the radar storms are. Have multiple ways to receive warning information. If you're outdoors and you hear thunder, it's time to get yourself indoors. And, of course, if the National Weather Service issues a warning, time to activate your safety plan and your outdoor activities. Get yourself indoors and stay safe.
All right. He is Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.